All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, Sully, quickly, before we get to the people, they're talking Spartans, they're talking Wolverines, they're talking bookies. Quick note, was just pulled aside by management. We're not going to be able to set up a cubicle for a local bookie. I was told that is frowned upon in this establishment. Sully.
All right, still up 30 units. Although we did lose last night, but we come back strong, and we're going to try to get it back tonight. One unit play. I'm a little bit of a cold streak, so I don't want to go do three units. We're going to do one unit play, Cubs, Mets. Over-under set at 8. We're going to go under because, why, it's Hendricks against Syndergaard. All it is pitching when you're betting these over-unders in baseball. Under, 8 runs. Cubs, Mets, one unit. Let's get back on the winning side heading into the football weekend, please.
All right. And tomorrow, we got all good stuff. Like I said, radio.com, iTunes, cash a ticket. It'll be in your lunchbox tomorrow at noon. And if you want a preview of all the games I'm interested in, talk about the point spreads, the trends, but talk football too. It's free. Download it. Right now, we've got people on the line. We've got people who want to be Sully's bookie. Sully is brokering deals right now. I mean, I'm learning so much. This is tremendous. I have also put an offer out to Greater Life Church. David, I think the church could book our bets. If we win, you're giving good people money. And if we lose, it goes right into the church's coffer.
Nope, we're not touching this. Leaving this alone.
I think Jesus would love it.
Not touching it.
All I can tell you is David is too noble, but if I ran a church, I'd absolutely be running a book out the back.
Stop it. 100%. Oh, no.
David, all I'm saying is, and hold on, you have to look at me when I'm saying this.
I can't.
Listen, it's a money, hold on. Do bookies make money or lose money in general?
Make.
Of course they make.
Okay. So now all I'm doing is I'm stimulating the local economy of my parish.
No.
And I'm making money for the church.
No.
That's noble.
Yeah, it's noble until the I, the R, and the S comes a-calling.
We'll keep it small.
Okay, sure.
We'll cap what people are allowed.
It all starts small, and then it, you know, snowballs from there.
It's like that show on HBO. We all turn into the Gemstones. I'm dressed like John Goodman booking bets at Christmas Eve Mass. Cowboys -3.5. Sully, Corinthians. Sully, you're writing legislation over there on that phone. What are you doing?
I'm looking stuff up for you guys like we were talking about with Jimmy.
Oh, my God.
I'll keep you posted.
Let's go to John 97.1. What's up, Johnny?
Hey there, Mike.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. I just wanted to kind of hit on a lot of the stuff you guys have been bringing up this week, and especially today about Michigan State, because I think one of the things that's coming through with a lot of the callers is that there is a factor of optimism and a lot of optimism. I mean, on my end, I've had the Indy trip set up for about 3 months now. Mm-hmm. But the key word that I think a lot of people are missing out on is confidence. And like you were talking about with the team kind of having to rebuild confidence, I think the fan base is kind of in a similar situation where last year was so damaging to the psyche.
Yeah.
That we're essentially looking at this year and saying, okay, on paper, it looks like we've got the pieces that we need to maybe be a bit of a sleeper and a power in the Big Ten East. But one of the things that scares me, and it makes that bet you guys were talking about earlier about 8.5 games, I know that you called it smart money, but on my end, I'm terrified of that number basically based on what David was talking about. It's Lewerke. Even if things are improved across the board in terms of injuries, even if the play calling improves, I understand he was injured last year, but even before that, there are times where it's not even an interception, but just maybe a bad play or a running back doesn't necessarily get the yards that he thought he was going to get, where he just looks like he's staring off into nowhere
yeah.
and seems completely disengaged. So, I mean, we're not seeing that a lot in the
John,
coming season.
John,
yet.
Here's what I'll tell you, and this might be faulty logic, and you can call me out if it is. I am just at a point where I think this is Mark's last stand. You're not going to have a top five defense 3 years in a row. Okay, a lot of these kids are graduating or moving on to the league. You can't waste a top five D back-to-back years. The playoff is getting further in the mirror. This is it. And I'm kind of viewing it like, look, there's no reason not to be confident because if it doesn't happen, I feel like I'm going to burn it all down anyways. So I look.
Well, I got a question for you on that.
Sure. Yeah, of course.
In terms of the last stand, I know this doesn't fit with necessarily D'Antonio's MO or what we expect from him.
Yeah.
But let's say that there were talks last year after the season was over where people were essentially exerting some pressure for him to make some staff changes, and he basically threw a Hail Mary in the back rooms basically saying, hey, let me shuffle my guys around. Yeah. Let me give it one more shot.
Yep.
After the season, if they got 7 wins, 8 wins, 6 wins, things aren't looking so great. If he cleaned out the entire offensive side of the ball and says, hey, I'm rejuvenated. I want to stay here. I want to make this a winning program. And I'm going to completely restart on the offensive side of the ball. Is
sure.
that really like the only yes. option you see
yeah.
in terms of not seeing him
yes.
go out the door?
Yes. And the word you said would be commitment. I need a guy who's going to play for 4 and 5 years down the line, minimum 3. Otherwise, you're not doing a service. You're doing a disservice to the program. So, yeah, he would need to commit, and he would need to make the changes. He has whistled by the graveyard since 2015. Look at their scoring offense from 14 to 15, 15 to 16, 16 to 17, 17 to 18, and presuming your scenario, 18 to 19. There's not a coach in America, no matter who they are, where they are, who would be allowed to go down that path without firing people. So I'm not going to treat my coach any different. I think that's crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all I had for you, Mike. I appreciate it.
John, it's good stuff. But that's, yeah, that is where I'm at. And listen, guess what? I hope it all works out. You don't think I want it to work out? You don't think I want Brad Salem to now be some hot offensive coordinator name? This would be amazing. I would love it. But there's still a part of me that goes, geez, what if they do have that magical season? If I'm Mark, wouldn't I walk? It'd be like Jordan hitting his last shot. I don't want to. I hate when coaches hang around too long. I hate when coaches have a chance to leave on top, but then they wait to turn into Bobby Bowden the late years. Perlis the late years. I don't want to see that. Mark's going to have a statue regardless. If it goes badly or if it goes great, if I were him, I'd walk. I don't need this. I'm good. I'm rich. I already had a heart attack. I'm healthy. I want to enjoy my family. I want to enjoy my life. I don't need this, and I'm not going to butcher my friends. Okay. It's like what I said to Sully earlier. What are you going to do? Shut the program down? You're going to have to hire someone eventually. Life will go on. Then it just comes down to whether you got, and I think we know the answer, but do you have the right people in place to do a quality head coaching search, or has the successor already been named? Because I kind of got a feeling that could be something that leaks out during the year. Don't you just feel, I don't know, who's got a last name who Mark may want to leave the program to? No, it's not Bowman. It's not Staten or Salem. It's not Dave Warner. Oh, there's a Tressel on staff. Ah. Oh, and he's our D coordinator and massively turned his year around last year and got this defense cranking. Mull that one over. Lots of bookies flocking to Sully. They all want a piece of that forehead.
Yeah, let's do it.
97-1. Hour number 4, we've got bookies on the line. We've got Sully looking. Couple announcements if you're just getting out of work, joining the show. Always Aggravated, new episode up today. That comes out every Wednesday, radio.com, iTunes. We debut our new football podcast, football betting podcast, Cash the Ticket, tomorrow. So if you subscribe to it, you'll see it hit your phone over lunch. That's free as well, radio.com, iTunes. I've got some games I'm really looking at in the first week. And again, I said to Sully, the problem is sports betting is legal so many places, but not here. So, like, the cool sites that make it easy to bet, like FanDuel, places like that, you got to be in a legal state to use it. You know, what is this, 1999? Guys on my floor are sending their money to Trinidad to bet. I mean, I'm not into that. I would be if it was a better value. That's the problem. Like, some of these sites, they're offering you bonuses, but you got to keep your money in there until you're dead. Or you got to wait 3 weeks to get paid. Or you got to pay in Sully's cryptocurrency. I'm not into this.
That's why bookie is better for
me.
Well,
that's why I didn't think bookies were around anymore. We're learning.
And I just followed up. So I talked to one of my friends, and he said that at one point he owed the bookie $1,900. And the bookie said, hey, just even up $1,200, which is more than 80%.
That is unbelievable.
He said he has such a tough time. And I texted you the screenshot. He said he has such a tough time getting people to pay on time that he simply just says, hey, let's square up with this amount. And plus, he also knows that people are just going to lose it, and he's going to make it back. So, yeah, it is pretty crazy.
Incredible. I mean, Sully, that's got to be your guy.
It's a guy that, like I said, there's a big company downtown that a lot of people there use this guy. And he's out of Utah. I said Denver. Apparently, he's out of Utah.
See, David? I know Utah's a very religious state. By the way, ticket texters are saying, David, to quell some of your concerns, churches are tax exempt. Nothing to worry about. Okay. Good luck, Sully. I've got over 7.5 Mets Cubs. My bookie gives deep discounts, at least 80%. I know exactly the guy Sully's referring to at that big company.
I'm telling you, man, this
Sully,
is the guy.
Maybe this should be the guy for Cash the Ticket.
Oh, he should, yeah.
But what do you, see, this is what I mean.
Oh, he doesn't want to be on the map like that, I'm sure.
Well, that's my point. It's like, how do you meet him? How do you get in the family?
Oh, I could get his number. I mean, I have his number right now.
Wow. Smart money is over 8.5 for the Spartans. We've talked about it today. The over-under at one point was 7. Then it went to 7.5. I told you all spring, over 7.5 is free money for Michigan State. Now the over-under in Vegas is touching 9 at some sports books. Money's coming in on MSU to be a lot better than people thought. Is it smart money? You know my thought.
And one more comment on bookies, Mike.
I'm fascinated.
It makes sense, though, why they'd give you the deep discount. You know what I mean?
Because, no, it doesn't.
Because bookies, they're giving you credit to bet, and then you got to square up. In the casino or in the legal betting,
you're funding your bet.
It requires you to pay up front. So the money's never in the bookie's hand. So when you square up, sure, just give me that.
Yeah, but the problem is for these people, like your boys are betting with this dude. I don't like the idea that this guy has got all their information. Because then if he gets rolled up, what happens to you?
Well, and one of my buddies just texted me. He said, no one knows his name. He just has a ton of referrals because he's so sweet about it. Everybody knows him, and he runs a good operation.
This gets better and better. He's got a referral program?
Well, it's word of mouth. That's how you figure out who the hell he is.
Is there a loyalty program?
Yeah, well, the loyalty is only paying, if you're down $2,000, paying $1,200.
Your reward system.
It's like what big casinos do in Vegas, where then a guy will come in and put $1 million on the table and play blackjack, and they'll say,
yeah, but they
okay,
don't give
pay,
you a discount. You lose the money.
No, if you lose the money, hey, pay $800,000. That happens for sure. But that's also different. That's not sports betting.
I'll just tell you, I feel like you found your guy for Cash the Ticket, but like I don't know how you're going to get your intro. Like, what do you do? Is it like The Bachelor? Do you tell him your likes and dislikes?
I don't know the screening process, but I'm sure it's pretty easy. I don't even think he knows your info. Like, my buddy just texted me again. He must be listening right now. He said he doesn't even have our info.
Yeah, but wait a second. Then how does he find your parents?
Right.
How does he go to shakedown mode?
I don't know. I'll have to ask that, too, because I heard that he would try to shake people down in terms of finding their parents. And
you mean to tell me this guy's just lending free money out to total strangers with no level of recourse, all while he's sitting in a godforsaken place like Montana?
Well, and I heard he absolutely just kills it, just balls out with the money that he makes. This bookie, that is.
This is unbelievable. We're going to go to the people. You got thoughts on Michigan and Michigan State? You are welcome to them. Butch is on a sell. He's up next. Butchie.
All right, Sully. I'm a customer service agent, first of all. And the business is run through a site in Costa Rica. We meet up, you know, every week, or, you know, we set a limit. give you a username and password for the site, and we set a limit how much you can bet on each game, how much you can afford to lose each week. I'll give you 10% back of your losses, and every other guy you sign up, I'll give you 10% back of his losses also.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, Sully. It's Sully, deals, man. Look at Butch. This is leverage. Go ahead, Sully. Talk to Butch. Interview him.
No, I don't think that's quite as sweet as the deal we were just talking about.
Your referral program, you get 10% of everybody you refer's losses.
There is a kicker, though. Wait, there is a kicker. He's got to be the one that collects all their money and pays me.
Exactly. Yeah, there's still a process.
Wait a minute, Butch. I like this because then it's putting Sully in a position for radio purposes. He's got to shake people down. This is amazing.
Yeah. And I don't even need any real name. Just give a username, a password. You vouch for the guy and set the limits. And, we meet up.
Look at this.
Yeah, but
Then Sully's operating his own enterprise.
No, here's my thing, though, and I've had to do this. We all have, I'm sure, countless times over the years, whether it's Vegas, whether it's a trip with your boys, whatever. I hate playing debt collector. There's nothing worse. Hey, can you just throw me that money that you owe me? I hate doing that.
It sucks. I got tons of guys that owe me money right now.
Butch, you can opt not to answer this, and it's probably smart not to, but I have to ask because I'm fascinated. Like, it's not 1940. You can't just go and, like, rip a guy's tooth out of his head with pliers. Like, what do you do when you're chasing these guys? Do you basically just give up?
You don't want to send threats, with technology. That's the last thing you want to do.
Right.
Because sometimes you just got to write it off. Sometimes you hope you run into the guy somewhere down the road. And, I don't know. We don't rough people up, that's for sure.
It's, it's just where you, Butch, you wish you were in the 40s. You just go and kick a guy's ass and get your money.
Well, that was 40 years before.
I know. Those days are – well, Butch,
yeah,
listen.
Yeah, you can't just do that.
I wish you good luck on your enterprise. Sully, you sure? You sure you don't want to go?
Sully, I'm right by the studio, too. I live close.
It's right there.
So you can just swing by the office in the morning. We can have a cup of coffee and square up.
Once a week. Yeah, whatever.
He'll have his cup of coffee. You're paying.
Yeah.
That's how that works.
I'll just win. I'm 30 units.
I'll buy the coffee.
And the coffee's free to rest. Butch, thank you. I'm sorry. This is some of my favorite radio ever.
Yeah, that's sweet.
I like the idea that it was – you know the entertainment I would have as Roberto secretly records you shaking people down? Podcast.
I'm not playing debt collector. I hate doing that.
All right, I just had
you remember that $200 that you owe me from that? I hate doing that stuff.
Oh, it's the worst. That's why I'm not the commissioner of any fantasy league. Guys are deadbeats. They try to see if their team is good before they decide to pay. Then the guy's lousy. You got to chase his money all the way into the playoffs.
Well, and they absolutely could just give up on a guy who's not paying because at the end of the day, like I said earlier, it's not their money anyway. They're just giving a loan. They're giving a credit. Yes, it's money you lost, but it was never in their hand. That's where these bookies can do stuff like that.
I'm telling you, I'm.
And apparently, there's no screening process. I just was told that too. There's no screening process. They'll know your name, and then maybe they'll pay to get your information or whatever. But
what?
There's no.
My name is Evan Jenkins.
There's no screening process.
Fine, I'm gonna have an assumed name. It's Roberto.
But then when you square up and pay via Venmo or Zelle or
amazing.
Whatever, then they would know your name.
What an amazing process! What a time to be alive. Who knew?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.